the gun violence debate in the UK is an interesting one, because for us, our equivalent to Sandy Hook, and the reason now that people think it's got so bad in America, is because for us, we had a school shooting in Scotland. I think it was in the 90s, but I'm not completely sure. And it's very famous in the UK because Andy Murray, our favourite tennis player, was actually at this school when it happened. So he was a student at the school at the time and was about 5 years old. And it was a story where a teacher who was also like a scout master and a member of the community just came into a primary school one day with a gun and killed, I think it was a similar number to the most recent Florida one, actually, and killed something like 16 people. And that was the point where all gun laws in the UK changed, really. So I think that's why people in the UK find it so hard to understand, because for us, it was, we had a school shooting and that was enough for us to go, something needs to change. Whereas in the US, they've now had Sandy Hook, they've had, and then after that, nothing really happened. And since then, we've had all these different ones, and most recently the Parkland one. So I think we're just a bit like, we don't know what to say anymore, because, you know, that was enough to make us want to change something. So we don't really understand why nothing has changed in the US yet. So, yeah, it's a shame. Hopefully this one will change something, but it still doesn't seem to have changed anything. We've had another shooting in a restaurant, I think it was, at Waffle House in the US. There was a guy who went in with an AR-15 again. Yeah, I think whatever you think about guns, it's hard to justify a normal person having an AR-15. I think they're pretty dangerous, but we'll see.